Now, virtual reality games are popping up more and more and giving gamers a fully immersive experience when they play. But what about using that technology to immerse people in culture? Developer Rhett Loben has created a VR game that immerses users into Torres Strait Islander culture, and we're joined by him now. Good morning, Rhett.
Oh, hey, Sophie. How are you doing?
Very well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
And this project sounds so exciting. So where did the idea all come from?
The idea came from a couple of things. So, first off, virtual reality has really only been around, well, it's become more popular, maybe within more recent years. And I kind of had I'd worked with the software as well, so I had the capacity to develop the game. And also another reason is not really anyone had done much in Torres Strait Islander in terms of digital media out there. So there were kind of like a couple of things that came up and it just all aligned. And I thought it'd be really cool to make an experience for people. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So I spoke to Mal Power, who's a Torres Strait Islander hip-hop artist who also runs Power Nation. And he's like, yeah, I remember when the technology first came to this Torres Strait Islands. And like, now I just film everything just to get like culture out there. Was that kind of a bit for you when you were like, just wanted, you know, more people to experience Torres Strait Islander culture?
Yeah. Well, I even know, and I typically find this for people who aren't from Queensland, they don't even really know who Torres Strait Islanders are or where they are on the map. So I guess this was kind of a way of getting that out there and just saying, hey, there's another culture and there's another people out here and they have their own history, and it's really interesting as well.
Excellent. So, you know, someone puts on, so which VR sets is this game being developed for?
So the current iteration, it's for HTC Vive, and it's also for Oculus Rift. And it's kind of a open world sort of game. So you'll play it with a like an Xbox controller. Okay. And you walk around this world and you interact with different things.
So I was going to say, and the gameplay. So how do you kind of immerse people in culture with the gameplay?
So basically, the games are, it's kind of about this thing called, it's called a tombstone opening. And it's basically about a year or so after somebody's died, you have like a celebration, or it's kind of an end of a mourning period. So you're having this festivity. And in the game, you're actually going from island to island, collecting things or hunting for dugong or turtle. For the festivities that you'll have, and the end game is where you go on the island and then you get that you have the festivities. But that's what the whole gameplay is about. It's about going through this cultural journey and you're interacting with all these different things that you need to get for the tombstone opening. But it's also in the sense that you're also guided by astronomy as well. So you use that as a navigational tool, but you're also seeing how this works into the Torres Strait Islander knowledge system as well. That some Torres Strait Islanders use to understand animal life cycles and seasonal life cycles.
Was this a learning experience for you as well when you kind of like were developing this gameplay?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a Torres Strait Islander, obviously. So I've got a bit of knowledge there, but I'm also getting a lot of knowledge from my father as well. And it's even us going and having a look at academic articles as well and seeing what's there as well. So absolutely. I have a little bit myself, but it's also me learning a lot as well.
So the whole journey, you're being narrated by an elder. How embracing were they of this technology when you're like, I've got this game, I want to put it out there?
Oh yeah, no. I think they were right on board. And I think this is also one of like the centerpieces of the game as well, because we've implemented a whole bunch of different classes, and consistently people have always commented on how nice the voice is and how they're guided by the person and how they thought they really enjoyed that experience. Because I think it really complements the visual experience as well, because obviously virtual reality is a very visual thing, and to have a really nice audio input there guiding you and having all these things, I think it all works well and ties up really nicely together.
Yeah, so you've used this to teach people about culture before. How have they received it?
Yeah, so we've used it in some university courses, so two university courses, and we've also used it kind of as a means for getting Indigenous high school students interested in STEM as well. And I think they've all really enjoyed it. I think for a lot of people, it was really the first time they'd actually used the technology. So I think they were like really overwhelmed by all the stuff that they are. When they put it on, it's like something completely different. I think it's generally quite good. Obviously, it's a new technology, so some people have trouble adjusting to it, and you get some people get quite sick.
Yeah.
But generally, I think the overall feeling is it was quite good, and they were very interested in how it kind of interlinked with the course content as well.
Yeah. Do you see it kind of like changing the way, like say even Indigenous studies will be carried out in the future?
I don't think it's even just Indigenous studies. I think it would be like all courses, maybe university courses or teaching courses in general, because it's not just VR that we're using. Everything is kind of digital these days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I know like people in high school, they have laptops now. I never had laptops.
No, that was pen and paper, when I was in school.
Exactly. And I didn't even really have a phone. So I can foresee this working into a lot of courses, not just Indigenous courses, but the wider courses. In fact, some of the courses that we've implemented the game in actually haven't been Indigenous course content.
Mm-hmm.
One's been a serious games course, and it's just looking at the technology and the use of a game for learning. And
then
I've had somebody else approach me, and we'll see how it goes. It's like a marine science course, and they're interested in using that because there's a kind of a substantial underwater component to the game as well. So with the
dugongs and the turtle hunting.
Yeah, because you go onto the reef and you'll see all this marine life in the reef when you go there. So it's been used in a couple of different ways, and I think some parts of the university are seeing that, and which is really great because it's a different way to learn, and I think it's a more immersive way to learn than just reading a book or something like that.
Absolutely. And it seems to be a very interesting way for people to even like reach out to Indigenous cultures and First Nation cultures.
Yeah.
Do you see it rolling out with a lot of other nations? I mean, you know, Australia's made of, 250 First Nations?
Yeah, so I think there actually have been, I have seen people using it in some Aboriginal communities, but I could definitely see it picking up. Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds very exciting. So when is it going to be out? When can people...
Right, so so for this one, it's actually only available within the university.
Okay, so pretty much everyone sign up to that university course. Yeah.
But I think in the future, I would like to kind of do something new. It'll be something like the Torres, it'll still be within the Torres Straits. I would like to do something in the future. So maybe that's just keep that. Like an ear out or an eye out for that as well.
So a different aspect of the culture or...
Yeah, trying something different there. It'll still be within the Torres Straits, I think, but I want to make that one available to the wider public if I can, yeah.
Sounds like a great project. We can't wait to see when it is out to the public eventually. But Rhett, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER this morning.
Cool. Thanks, Sophie.